Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for your great love and faith, your righteousness. Thank you, Lord, that you've overcome on this earth, under the earth, and up in heaven. And thank you that you're near us, that you're with us. In you we live and move and have our being. And so we can live by faith in you, because you got the best intentions for us. You have accomplished everything, every promise is yes and amen. And then more than that, you are with us by your Spirit to open up the promises day by day, open up your word to us day by day. And so day by day, we just enjoy the wonderful fullness. We can rest in your work, in your wonderful favor, and your wonderful plan for our lives. So we commit this day to you again. We commit this beautiful word, Lord, of just trusting in you, looking to you, hearing from you, and walking with you this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 10, verse 8 to 10. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word, the message, the basis of faith which we preach. Because if you acknowledge and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, recognizing his power, authority, and majesty as God, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes in Christ as Savior, resulting in his justification, that's being made righteous, being freed of guilt, of sin, and made acceptable to God. And with the mouth he acknowledges and confesses his faith openly, resulting in and confirming his salvation.
Hallelujah. So here we've got it, hey? We've got a God that is with us, that is in us, that is inspiring us, working in us to will and to do. And it's just so beautiful. And this is what we just stay in tune with. It's beautiful. We're not in an old covenant where the precepts, the law, the word of the Lord was written on a rock out there. But now the Lord is with us, writing his laws, his precepts, his understanding that he wants us to have on a daily basis on our hearts. And that's it, guys. This morning I wanted to go run early, and then I just woke up, and the Lord was just saying to me, relax. You know the beauty of running in the sun as well, because the sun brings you nourishment, it brings healing, just like the Sun of Righteousness. I bring you everything that is good. Everything in creation is also good, and we slot into it. And then a rain came, and I knew. And so everything is just falling in place, beautiful. And so that's it. When the Lord has got first place in our lives, everything else comes into place. So relax in a great God that is Lord, and Lord is Master. He's Lord of everything. He knows everything. So acknowledge him in every way, in every situation. And he'll make your path straight, because he's got all wonderful intentions for you. And such a time to arise and shine, for our light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. And everything is beautiful and everything is done. So be encouraged, be blessed, arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.